Chetaha. Of the heart. Darpana. The mirror. Amarjanam. Cleansing. Bhava. Of material existence. Mahadavagni. The blazing forest fire. Nirvapanam. Extinguishing. Shreyaha. Of good fortune. Kairava. The white lotus. Chandrika. The moonshine. Vitaranam. Spreading. Vidya. Of all education. Vadhu. Wife. Jivanam. The life. Ananda. Of bliss. Ambudi, the ocean. Vardhanam, increasing. Pratipadam, at every step. Purna Amrita, of the full nectar. Ashvadhanam, giving a taste. Sarva, for everyone. Atmasnapadam, bathing of the self. Param, transcendental. Jayate, let there be victory. Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, for the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna. So translation, let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental bliss, transcendental life, sorry. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. You can repeat. Let there be all victory.
Let there be all victory.
For the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna.
For the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Which can cleanse the mirror of the heart.
Which can cleanse the mirror of the heart.
And stop the miseries of the blazing fire.
And stop the miseries of the blazing fire.
Of material existence.
Of material existence.
That chanting is the waxing moon.
That chanting is the waxing moon.
That spreads the white lotus. Of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. So Srila Prabhupada just has a very short purport. This is a purport by his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is the first verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtaka. The other seven verses are found in texts 16, 21, 29, 32, 36, 39, and 47. So we'll speak about this. So Om Ganata Madandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, of course, as we know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only left us these eight verses. Shikshashtaka. Ashtaka means eight. Shiksha means lessons or information or instruction like that. So within these eight verses contain the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and many acharyas have analyzed these eight verses in different ways. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Samoda Bhashya, analyzes the eight verses in a very interesting way, comparing them, first of all, to different stages in advancement in devotional service, and also comparing each of the eight verses to different times of the day in Krishna's what we call Ashta Kaliya Lila. The word Ashta again is there. Ashta means eight. In Krishna's Ashta Kaliya Lila, there are different things that Krishna does at different times of the day. For example, the first time of the day, Krishna has been woken up by his associates, and Krishna is in the Kunj with Srimati Radharani, and they're enjoying the conjugal loving affairs, and they're both sleepy, tired. Of course, this is a pastime. Krishna never really sleeps, so to speak. And all the animals are trying their best to wake them up, and finally they wake them up, and they have to run back home before they're discovered by their parents, respective parents, or by a husband, in the case of Srimati Radharani, that they've been gone the whole night. And so this is the first portion of the day. And anyway, the day is divided into eight different portions. So each verse in the Shikshashtaka refers to each portion of the day of Krishna's Leela. It's very interesting. And great devotees, not saying that we should do this, but the great devotees, they meditate as they're chanting each verse of the Shikshashtaka on different aspects of Krishna's pastimes. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that each verse refers to, as I said, a different stage of devotional service. And of course, the stages that I'm referring to are the stages elaborated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adoshwaratata, Sadhu Sangota, Bhajanakriya, etc. In the beginning, of course, there's faith. Then one has a little faith. One begins to associate with the devotees. Then one, Bhajana Kriya, begins to follow what the devotees are doing. So this first verse of the Shikshashtaka refers to faith, you know, getting faith in Krishna's name. So it's a general description of the benefits you get from chanting Hare Krishna that are actually meant to attract everyone. Because even if one is in a neophyte platform of devotional service, which is, I guess, generally just about everyone, including myself, then there's all these allurements. In other words, when you first, if you're ever trained to give a seminar, the first thing you do is what's called a whiff-in. You know, what's in it for me? So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us a whiff-in. What's in it for me? And I'm going to go through the different, what's that? Another? I think I have enough tissues here.
Oh, didn't see it. Sorry.
I'm not that sick that I knew it needed tissue for each hand. So anyway, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is basically giving us, you know, with him, and I'm going to go through the different with hims in a few minutes. But generally, we're going to talk about the structure of the verse itself. The structure of the verse is actually quite interesting because subject of the verse comes at the very end of the verse. You know, you find out all the descriptions. It does this, it does this, it does this, and finally, what is it that does it? Oh, it's Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. It's a very poetic form where you actually have the subject at the end. In other words, Sri Krishna Sankirtan does this, does this, does this, does this. That's normally how you would express it in English, isn't it? And actually, in the translation, that's how the translation goes. That there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. You know, and actually that's the last part of the Sanskrit verse. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So the first part of the English verse is the last part of the Sanskrit verse, which is really interesting. But that's a poetic expression. So in other words, you're saying, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this, and guess what you have to do to get it all? You know, it's a real allurement type of thing. It's psychological. You understand? Psychological. So it's really interesting how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented this. So as far as Sankirtanam is concerned, it's an interesting point, because this word has been bandied about and sometimes even misused insofar as what it means. It means basically two things. One is the congregational chanting of Krishna's names, or even the loud chanting of Krishna's names. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says when you chant japa and you're doing it loudly, that's sankirtan. Because the traditional meaning of the word or the practice of japa is in the mind. So it's not that, I'm not saying that you should all just like chant japa in your mind or something like that. Because Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said it's more potent when you actually speak it. So what we're doing in the morning when we're chanting japa is actually we're chanting Sankirtan japa, which is interesting. Because it does also control the mind, hopefully. And, you know, that's another thing. But sometimes I've, in the japa, sometimes what I do is I if I'm chanting 64 rounds, not part of the normal 16 rounds, I'll chant one round just in the mind. And it really helps you fix the mind, because sometimes you can be chanting japa with your voice. And of course, Prabhupada did say you should move both your lips and your tongue when you're chanting japa. And then you'll put it on automatic and your mind will be somewhere else. But if you try like one round sometimes, just in the mind, it's a struggle. It's really a struggle. I mean, it's easier to chant out loud and let the mind wander than chant in the mind. It's true. You didn't think about it for a second. You can try that. Anyway, so Sankirtanam means the loud chanting or chanting out loud. It also means Sangha Kirtan means with other people also, but it also means complete chanting or absorbed chanting. So these are the benefits you get from absorbed chanting and chanting in the congregational way with devotees. You understand? So these are the benefits. So this, we're describing the word, Sankirtanam. Now the word, as I mentioned before, sometimes has been misused in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness to indicate things that have nothing to do with, chanting the holy names, or maybe indirectly, 10 steps removed. I remember there's a funny story that once upon a time, there was a devotee who wanted to go out and distribute books, which is obviously Sankirtanam. Sankirtanam is actually the Brihad Murdanga, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. And he said, can I have a car to go out and distribute books? And the temple president said, no, the car is being used by our Sankirtan party. And the Sankirtan party that the temple president had in mind was the party that was going out distributing hats at the rock and roll concert or the, you know, football game or something, you know, Jets or, I don't know, is Jets a football team? Yeah, I don't know. Or whatever, you know, or Superman outfits at the Superman movie or something. So is that, or as it, in this kind of became like, if you distributed paintings or candles or incense. There's probably a few other things that I forgot here that devotees went out and distributed. But albums, stickers, buttons, you know, then it became Sankirtanam. But that's not Sankirtanam. I mean, it may be beneficial to make money for the Krishna conscious movement. I'm not criticizing that, but it's not Sankirtan. Sankirtan means somehow or other to congregationally chant or get people to chant. And that you do through, the distribution of books, you know, the Harinam, chanting, you know, publicly, whatever. That's Sankirtan. So that's actually should be understood very clearly by us. Okay. So also, Sankirtan, or Sankirtanam, means to chant Krishna's names or Krishna's pastimes. It's not that you can have Kali Sankirtan or Ganesh Sankirtan or something like that, although people do that. It is not actually what is being prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, as far as, also another meaning that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives to the different verses of Shikshashtaka is he says that each verse refers to a different pair of the names in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He says, Hare Krishna is this first verse. Hare Krishna is the second Hare Krishna is the second verse. Krishna Krishna is the third verse. Hare Hare is the fourth verse, etc. down all the way to the 8 verses. Interesting. He gives this whole comparison. Of course, that'd be a little difficult for me to be thinking about each verse of the Shikshashtaka as I chanted the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. Okay, first verse, Hare Krishna. Second verse, Krishna Krishna, third verse. But, I mean, my mind won't accommodate going that quickly through the Shikshashtaka, but it's a good meditation. So, anyway, we recommend the devotees read these books by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that deal with the Shikshashtaka because he goes into great depth So the Shikshastra is describing basically the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And of course, Prabhupada said we have two Maha Mantras in our Krishna consciousness movement. One is the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, which is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Gadadha, Shivasiddhi Gaur, Bhaktivinoda. Or Prabhupada first was chanting Bhaja Sri Krishna or Jaya Sri Krishna. In any case, that's the point. And then there's the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Prabhupada said before we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. That doesn't mean in between each round as many devotees. It's all right if they do that. But Prabhupada said when you start or when you're in kirtan, the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, because the Panchatattva Maha Mantra is chanted, there's no offenses in chanting the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's like Panchatattva Maha Mantra, sometimes I compare it to Mayapur, and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is Radharani's abode, and it's very strict there. One slips up a little bit. I mean, of course, you get like 1,000 or 100 times the benefit, but you also get 100 or 1,000 times the reaction, too. But in Sridhar Mayapur, you get the benefit without the reaction. So one has to be very careful when they visit Vrindavan, or Mayapur too. And it's not that you just go around offending everybody just because you got this special dispensation in Mayapur. But still, there's some extra mercy there. It's not as strict. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani, and he is very merciful. He's in the Mahamahavadnaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushena. He's giving something that's the most valuable thing out freely. It's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Panchatattva, they attempted to sell the contents of the storehouse of the love of God, but they couldn't find anyone to pay the price, which is Sarva Dharma and Pura Chaja Mami Kam Sharanam Braja. So they just opened it up, broke it open, and distributed it to everybody freely. So that's Lord Chaitanya's mission. So getting back to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is specifically referred to here, because I'm sure that Lord Chaitanya didn't chant the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but you know, I'm sure that Lord Chaitanya didn't chant it. You know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you know, he might have chanted Lord Nityananda's name, but not the Panchatattva Maha Mantra. Anyway. So, getting back to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there's actually three words in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, for those of you who don't know. It's Hare Krishna and Rama. But let's analyze these words for a second. Oh, let's take Hare, because generally you understand the word Hare refers to Srimati Radharani. But actually, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, yes, it does refer to Srimati Radharani in the vocative sense. Hara is actually the nominative sense. Hara, nominative means the name, you know, the name. And I'll explain Krishna's name in a second. But anyway, so it also refers to Hari. Actually, either Hari or Hara, Hari referring to Krishna in the nominative sense, becomes vocative as Hare. I mean, some devotees, they don't chant the Hare Krishna mantra properly. They go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's Hare Krishna. It's not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It's not like that. Of course, I mean, Krishna understands. I mean, certain countries in the world, they have trouble. Like in China, Krishna is pronounced Klisna. And in different countries, anyway, they pronounce differently. So Krishna understands, but sometimes someone was chanting with a different pronunciation, and Prabhupada said, who are you chanting about? Because they were mispronouncing like either Hari or Krishna or Klisna or something like that. Quispa, I think they were saying Quispa or something. And said, who is this person? So it's important to pronounce properly because each pronunciation of the word means something different. And in Sanskrit, Sanskrit is a very interesting language because in many of the ancient languages, the endings of the words, of all the words, change according to the declension like that. And in English, It's a sort of irregular language, you know, sometimes endings change, sometimes they don't change. But in the traditional languages, like you study Latin or Sanskrit, the endings change and actually mean something different. So either the word Hari or Hara, which is Radharani, becomes in the vocative form Hare. So in other words, crying out. Vocative means to cry out. You know, to beg. Basically to beg. Oh, like Prabhupada would sometimes translate, oh energy of the Lord. You understand? Oh energy of the Lord. But the interesting thing is, let's take Rama and Krishna in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They're also in the vocative form. You may not realize that. Like in the nominative form of Krishna would be Krishnas. Like you have Krishnas to Bhagavan Swayam. So Krishna is the subject of it, of the sentence. You understand? So the vocative form of Krishna is also Krishna. It's interesting. And Rama also. And you know, you can have Ramas, but that's not vocative anymore. That's nominative. But so in all those three words, you know, Hare, Krishna, Rama, you're actually in the vocative form. In other words, the whole thing is like a prayer. You know, so it's very interesting. And so, of course, Prabhupada translates that prayer as, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in Krishna's service. I mean, that's a simple translation of the poem. And the interesting thing is that, of course, we have in our Krishna conscious movement, one of the Nava Bhakti processes is Vandanam, which is prayer. And the Hare Krishna mantra is definitely a prayer. But many times we find the devotees discouraged from praying. You know, they say, you know, we don't pray, we just chant Hare Krishna. But when you chant Hare Krishna, it actually should be a prayer for something. In other words, you're asking Krishna for something. And this is elaborated on in the Shikshashtaka. Of course, what the benefits that you get mentioned in the first verse of the Shikshashtaka are not material benefits. It's not that by chanting Hare Krishna you get, you know, I don't see any word here that says by the chanting you get Sankirtanam, you get money, you get a new cell phone, you get a new wife, or your wife gets renovated. You know, you don't find that in this verse. Everything is just, in other words, these are things we should want. You know, the whiffs that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting are actually things we can ask for, which is really nice. You know, just like talking about here, one of the things is like the bliss or the nectar. So we find Narottama Das Thakur, Goranga Balite Havi Pulaka Shavir. He's asking for the nectar. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kabi Havi Bolo Se Dinamar. This famous poem, like, when will that day be mine, chanting Hare Krishna, etc. He gives all these different, you know, symptoms of ecstasy. When I will experience, when will I experience, you know, the hankering. So, oftentimes we chant mechanically and, you know, it's not really connected with the heart, you know, chanting. Why are you chanting? Well, I'm supposed to, I have to, you know, I've been told to chant, I've taken a vow to chant, I'll fall down if I don't chant, you know, so many different reasons. Feel guilty. This guilt thing is a big thing, you know, why did I come to Mangalarti? Because I feel guilty if I don't come to Mangalarti. Of course, Gurudev will say, "Acha, I gotcha." So, you know, you're afraid of being criticized by the guru. Anyway, so we should somehow or other develop, you know, these desires while we're chanting for these different things. So let's go over the list. It's very interesting. There's a whole bunch of different things you get from chanting according to this verse. And It's interesting. So the first one is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Cheto Darpana Marjanam means the heart. Sometimes it means like the living symptoms too. And it means the subtle body, the mind. I mean, there's all sorts of things that Cheto, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, Chaitanya. Which is interesting. So it cleanses the mirror of the mind. Darpana Marjanam. Marjanam means, of course, the cleanse. And why is the mirror dirty? Well, the mirror is dirty because of many, many births in this material world. And in each and every birth, the mirror, referring here to the subtle body, means we're talking about the mind, the mirror of the heart, the mirror of the mind, because the living entity has been undergoing so many births in this material world, and with each birth, he's been piling up the dirt, the contamination, deeper and deeper. I mean, just like, even if you do something in this world, I mean, let's say you go to see a movie, you know, there's a movie, and your mind gets contaminated just by that activity. Isn't it? I mean, one time, what was it? Another sannyasi invited me to go to see a movie. Went to see this movie, you know, Gone with the Wind or something. I wasn't Gone with the Wind. Anyway, I wouldn't mention what it was. But anyway, so it was all right. But then the mind became just like contaminated with all these thoughts. Not that, we wanted bloop or anything, but it's just all these different thoughts about the different characters. I mean, even today, because I saw the movie Avatar, then, you know, sometimes I'll just be thinking as I'm falling asleep of Avatar, you know. So the mind has, it's true. And when we're young, we were exposed to all these different cartoons and stories, you know, Hansel and Gretel and Little Red Riding Hood. And then, you know, these things just keep popping into consciousness. And what to speak of other lifetimes. Like Prabhupada said, when you sleep at night, but you may not directly remember other lifetimes, but you put together things, like Prabhupada said, gold and a mountain, and you come together with a gold mountain. So you put together different things, and it's just weird. You have these dreams that have no connection with any reality or anything you've experienced in this lifetime, isn't it? I mean, I think we've all had that. And this is from these putting, like amalgamating all these different rubbish pieces that we've actually experienced in many past lifetimes, as a bird, as a cockroach, as a rakshasa, or whatever. And so, there's a lot of garbage there. So, Chaitanya Darpana, when there's a lot of garbage, you can't see, like, Atakshi Krishna Namani Dambave Krayam Indriya. You cannot see Krishna. Sevan Mukhehi Jivado, Swayame Visparachita. But by cleansing the mirror of the mind, sometimes I use the example of my glasses, that if I come into a place and it's very warm and it's very cold outside, there'll be fog on the glasses and I can't see anything. And then as soon as I cleanse them, I can see what's happening. So the heart or the mind, the consciousness is like that. So that's the first benefit. In other words, when it cleanses, you see reality. You actually see Krishna. Prabhupada said the amazing thing is not that people can see Krishna. The amazing thing is that people don't see Krishna. You know, when sometimes Prabhupada was approached with that question, you know, can you see Krishna? And Prabhupada said, you know, why can't you see Krishna? You know, Prabhupada turned the question on its end. That's the amazing thing. You don't see Krishna everywhere? Then your heart is contaminated. Anyway, so Cheta Darpana Marjanam, and then Baba Mahadvagni. There's material existence, blazing fire. That's very much similar to what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Avatam Gyanamintena Gyanino Nichavayana Kamarupena Kontiya Dushabrena Lenacha. That your desires are never satisfied. That's what it means by blazing fire. That you have all these different desires, and you go for them. It's like the donkey going after the carrot. And a carrot just keeps moving as fast as you move. You're like an ass. no one in particular here. But anyway, you're just going for it. So that's, it's burning. Never satisfied, Krishna says in the Gita, and never satisfied burns like fire. So it just extinguishes it, because without peace, I mean, unless you extinguish the fire, then how can you be happy? Krishna also says that in the Bhagavad Gita, without peace, there's no happiness. And of course, that recommendation Krishna gives for peace is Vokaram Jagatapa Samsarva Lokamaheshram. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Getvamam Shantim Richati. That understanding that Krishna is the enjoyer. That means coming to the mode of transcendental goodness. In other words, the chanting the holy names brings you to the mode of if you do it, complete chanting. That's not the result of incomplete or offensive chanting. We're talking about sankirtana here. Sankirtana means absorbed, complete chanting. Then you come to the point where you're satisfied. And you're not hankering after anything else. So anyway, don't have much time for class. Extinguishes, nirvapanam. And here's an interesting one. Shreya Kairavya Chandrika Vitanam. It spreads. You have this white lotus. Now the reason lotus, Kairava means white lotus. The lotus is being described is that there are many lotuses that bloom at night in the moonshine. Some lotuses bloom in the daytime. But anyway, we're talking about lotuses that bloom in the moonshine. The moonshine is actually described here, Chandrika. Just like Krishna is associated with Chandravali, which means many moons. And sometimes he even refers to Radharani, says your face is like moon, and Radharani gets angry. But anyway, so that's another issue. So Chandrika, so the moon is very cooling. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it describes the moon gives the taste to the vegetables. That's why when you have these hothouse vegetables, hydroponic vegetables, there's no taste because there's no moonshine there. You know, you get these tomatoes that taste, that look, you know, great. Like they came off an assembly line. And they have no taste because there's no moonshine. So the moonshine here, it creates the good fortune. It's like Lord Chaitanya's moon. Sorry about that. Anyway. It creates the good fortune and it gives a taste. Also, we can relate that later on to the asvadanam, giving a taste that we were always anxious for. Anyway, so we see there's so much to be gained from analyzing these verses of Shishashika. I mean, unfortunately, I don't have time to go through all the verses or even this first verse. We just started, but on this day, of course, tomorrow is the celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. We should study the Shikshashtika, and studying the Shikshashtika will help us chant better because it teaches us not only the glorification of the holy name, but what to ask Krishna for when we're chanting, what sort of consciousness to have, and certain verses of the Shikshashtika may be applicable to us right now, like Ayananda Tanuja Kinturam. Anyway, I don't have so much time. We have to greet the deities. Sorry about that. All glory is to His divine grace. Shilpa Upad, Shilpa Upad, Ki Jai.